This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
When was the last time you thanked God for your health care? At Redeem Healthshare Ministry, it's not just about paying medical bills. It's about honoring Christ and relieving the burden of rising medical costs. From routine checkups to life surprises, Redeem offers affordable, flexible programs supported by a caring Christian community. Say amen to healthcare that fits your faith and your budget. See how it works at redeemhealthshare.org.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
We have a liftoff.
Sports Radio 610 presents The Drive with Sterner and Hughley. It's the 5 o'clock fire.
It is 5 o'clock. Congratulations. Hopefully you're off work. Luckily for you, old dirty show, T-Mill, a.k.a. Psycho T, have the latest. And the latest is congratulations. Before we get the injury report, congratulations to Danielle Hunter. He has been named the AFC Defensive Player of the Week, had 3.5 sacks, tied for the second most in a single game in franchise history. I wonder who holds that. But Danielle Hunter, 3.5 sacks, what a game. And, you know, sometimes, Clint, you'll watch a game and a player has, you know, 2 sacks or so, and you're like, yeah, those sacks came, it's like 3rd and 21, or they came a sack early in the first quarter, 1 in the third. They weren't really, outside of those 2 plays, doing a lot. Danielle Hunter was an absolute issue from start to finish for as you call, black but white Walker Little.
That's right.
To deal with at left tackle. And
bad.
Sorry about
MF-er.
That. Sorry about that, Black Little. I didn't mean that, man. It was the white
Greg
Little that I was referring to.
Greg Little is who he was thinking of. Not the black, not the Walker Little, who is not a black guy. And from Houston. So shout out to Walker and his family. Wanted to get that correct. But but he was absolutely dominant in this game and absolutely deserves to be the defensive player of the week. So congratulations to Danielle Hunter.
Well, Ron, I mean, here's the deal, man. Is look, there's some great edge players, whether it's true defensive ends like Danielle Hunter or it's stand-up edge players, you know, like your T.J. Watt type of guys. Either way it goes, there's some great edge players in this league. And I think Danielle Hunter is in the top 10, maybe even top 8 of those guys right now with the way he's playing. And of those, you know, say 8 to 10 guys, I think there's a handful of them that have shown the ability to consistently, whether this box score shows it or not, just consistently be a game wrecker, right? And then there's a few of them that have not just been game wreckers and don't just play the edge and push the pocket, but they take over games in moments, right? And yep. Danielle Hunter is one of those guys. And I know the box score is not going to, stat line is not going to tell you right now that he's leading the league in sacks or anything like that. But look, man, we've watched this guy week in, week out just be an unbelievably disruptive force. And now all of a sudden we've watched him take over a game for about 3 straight drives and give the offense back the ball as soon as he possibly can in a way that is typically reserved for guys like Myles Garrett. Right? I mean, that was impressive, man. Right now, I don't know what he's going to do the rest of the way, but right now I don't know that there's anybody out there that's playing a better brand of edge football in the league. And now it's obviously on the heels of his best performance statistically and
you're saying the eye test. Before this game.
Well, yeah, I mean, look, when you have the ability to do what he did Sunday, and then but you're also the guy that brings it the way that he brings it every play and is so disruptive and the box score doesn't always show the way you impact games. Like, you just – all these different, you know, caveats, if you will, you whittle off one of the top 10 guys and go, well, that guy doesn't bring it every single play in similar fashion to the way Will Hunter and Danielle Hunter. These guys are really – if we're not just talking about the overall best in the league, if you're talking about the top 10 guys in the league, and then you go, okay, well, which one of those 10 guys plays all gas, no brakes, run, pass, full go, every single snap, right? That whittles a couple of those guys off of that list. Everybody doesn't play that. And then all of a sudden, one of them has the ability to do what Danielle Hunter did. I just think he's in rare company. And right now, as we sit coming off this game, I don't know that anybody's playing a better edge right now than he is. That can change week to week because somebody can have a monster performance same way he did. But I don't watch everybody, but to put up that kind of stat line box score and disrupt the game for the whole every snap you're out there is impressive, man.
All right, congratulations to Danielle Hunter, who completely deserves that honor.
5 o'clock fire.
All right, now let's take a look at the injury report and the big one here, Clint, on the docket here is C.J. Stroud. He has that concussion, and Clint, he did not practice today, and reports are that he is still this report coming from Aaron Wilson that he still has symptoms that he's dealing with the concussion, and as we talked about earlier, Clint. We'll see what happens. Obviously, it is just Wednesday. But if you are the quarterback, and really any player, but especially the quarterback that had the hit that we saw him take, if you are still having symptoms on Wednesday, the next week after you already missed the week, if you're still having symptoms on Wednesday, boy, it's tough to see him getting on the field by Sunday.
Yeah, and as a quarterback, it's just, I mean, it's one thing to miss practice if you're a guy that takes orders in the huddle. It takes orders at the line of scrimmage, is the recipient of all the communication and not the source of it. It's one thing to miss practice and then just get plugged in late. But as a quarterback, I mean, you know, it is very difficult to not practice multiple days in a week and then go, well, this is our best option to win a game at quarterback. I mean, because when it's a concussion, there's no, I mean, I would imagine that they'll argue that the being out there with the mental reps and the strain of being out on the field could be a problem.
Sunlight, who knows?
Yes, yeah. So I to your point, I mean, I think it's difficult if it's some kind of ankle or some kind of oblique or some kind of shoulder to not practice all week and then get plugged in on Saturday. That's difficult, but if now you've got mental roadblocks that are holding you back, concussion wise, then it's even tenfold. I would say tomorrow is a big day for C.J. Stroud to either be back out there or probably be on the shelf another week.
I was going to say and when you are experiencing symptoms still the week after,
yeah.
I mean, you know, there's a lot that could be on the table, right? There's. You know, it could be two games, maybe more. You know, you never know. Because in contrast, Titus Howard had the concussion, and he's back on it and back at it as a full participant today. Other guys that missed, Clint, Jalen Petrie is in the same boat as C.J. Stroud. He had the concussion and missed the last game and was not back to practice yet either. Fairbairn, with the right quad, he missed the game. He didn't practice today. Harrison Bryant didn't practice today. Danico Autry, this seems like this is becoming a weekly thing. I wonder if a lot of this, even with this knee, is rest. And then Dalton Schultz, he shows up with a shoulder issue. So both your tight ends, but you do get Cade Stover back. He participated, but he did not practice. So Autry, Harrison Bryant, Fairbairn, Petrie, Schultz, and C.J. Stroud, they did not practice today. Also, it was noted that Trent Brown had something with his ankle They said the x-rays came back negative. But I think good news for the Texans and Texans fans, he didn't show up at all on the injury report. And they didn't even have him up. They of course, took x-rays of his ankle. Cade Stover back and should be ready to get going. Ed Ingram also returned back to practice.
Yeah, so, look, I think the Titus Howard and Ed Ingram news is absolutely huge. I do think they've got some decisions to make, but either way it goes, those two guys are in the decision, and they're in the best five offensive linemen. They're going to be on the field. It's an upgrade. However they decide to play it out as an offensive line. So those are the two big pieces. That good news that we got back, as you mentioned, Petrie and CJ not being available is unfortunate, but we're starting to get a little bit healthier here with some other guys around the quarterback, so that'll be a plus when he does get back. You mentioned Cade Stover. I love getting Cade Stover back in the fold. I mean, if you just look at basic tight end depth, you need Cade Stover in a big way, but then you start thinking about how him and Dalton Schultz really complement each other. And you start talking about how now that guy that's connected, attached to the right tackle in the run game is a little bit dirtier player than Dalton Schultz. Now that brings something else to the table, man. So the Cade, not to mention Cade Stover, I hope, and as fans, we hope and pray that Cade Stover turns into the tight end that we hope he is, and he's the future at that position here in some way, shape, or form. And so getting Cade Stover back is big. He's going to be fun to watch if he hits the ground running anywhere close to where he was in training camp.
Yep. Yeah, he's back. That'll be big, especially when it looks like the top two tight ends have some injury issues themselves and not practicing.
D-Mills gets it done!
5 o'clock fire.
All right, the Rockets, after being off, they're back at it tonight at Toyota Center. They will take on one of the, if not the worst team in basketball. The Washington Wizards come into town. They're 1-10, folks. They have had several double-digit losses. Most of their losses are by double digits. They did have a tight one with the Pistons where my man, Kate Cunningham, scored 45 points on 46 shots. Awful. 14 for 46. Score 45. But, Tyler, we'll see what your best bets are. That's one to monitor, because you just going to have a good feeling on how long guys are going to play. Because this could get out of hand. By the way, between the two of you, if I set it at a half, you think you guys got a wizard?
Oh, I do, because Underdog Fantasy is available.
Oh, you do. You got it.
CJ McCollum.
Oh, yeah, CJ.
I'll be honest with you. They're like.
Had you not checked, you didn't have them?
I did not have them. No.
You ain't got Cam Whitmore? You remember Cam went over there?
I did not. I do have Cam, but I did not put two and two together. Now, the one I do not have, I'll tell you, is Underdog gives you kind of like the top entries, or the top, you know, lines, higher, lower lines. And the other guy they highlighted, other than McCollum, I ain't never heard of him.
Who was it? Was it Alex Sarr?
Yep, that's exactly who it is.
Yeah, he was their top pick last year.
I didn't have him, Chief. Yeah. I did not have him at all.
Yeah, I know. They got Chris Middleton over there in his badass knees.
Old school.
Yeah,
we'll see. Cam Whitmore, he had 20 in his last game. He's going to try to get him up. 20 in probably about 17 minutes, I bet. But no. Again, your bets, man. This could get out of hand quick. The Wizards are the prime example of the team of, hey man, we out here just trying to get buckets, man. What did you call it? They're like a bunch of Kyler Murrays out there, out there just trying to get buckets ourselves. Not really playing within each other, but out there just trying to get buckets. So good for the Rockets. They are back at it tonight. Should get a dub over the 1-10 Washington Wizards.
5 o'clock fire.
Little baseball news. This just dropping from Dana Brown, the general manager. Dana Brown says he is not trading Christian Walker. We haven't talked about Walker in a trade. Walker is our everyday first baseman. He will get some time off. We'll play Paredes there some.
I kept it real as a true professional myself.
Oh boy, Dana. So, Christian Walker, that's been a conversation. Bob Nightingale, I know, had that report earlier this week, but Dana Brown coming out and saying, damn it, we ain't trading. He's our everyday first baseman. And
you think he checked with?
Hell yeah, he checked with him.
Checked with Bill Crane about that one.
Yeah,
about Bagwell.
He checked. No, it ain't Bagwell. But he checked with Crane. But then once he got the okay with Crane, he then is gonna walk out there and act like, yeah, this is my damn call. That's my call. That's my call. I said it. Damn it, we ain't trading him. How much time you think Paredes is gonna get over? That is something I am intrigued to see how they shake this thing out, because he's going on record to say he's our everyday first baseman. He'll get some time off. I am really intrigued how they settle in on this.
Paredes gonna be a second.
Who?
Paredes.
Where's Altuve gonna be?
DH.
And Jordan's gonna be every day in the outfield?
Yep. I mean, Altuve throughout the 162, Altuve will slide out there and play a little bit. I'm telling you, when games matter,
yep.
Oh, long leg.
Jordan's
gonna be in left field.
They got 162 of them. You think the majority of the time Paredes will be at second base?
Yep, I sure do. And I think they'll cut the season in half for Jordan and cut the season in half for Altuve, and then when it matters, Jordan will be out.
You
there.
Know what? Who knows, man? They might have some guys who make the decision for him.
They'll use Dubon as that super utility on
He's
that infield. All those all
now.
Those positions. Hey, all the way across the board, he can let anybody rest, man.
He ain't gonna never get to play now.
Welcome home.
Paredes ain't taking no time off.
Paredes doesn't. Carlos Correa doesn't
want to.
I mean,
Pena's
old tight wound ass. He just needs to make sure he doesn't pull oblique again.
Pena looked like he think his job is on the line all the time. Look like a guy that works on holidays when he don't have. When he
I tell you, I like that kind of player. I like that kind of player right there, man.
You like that kind of guy there. All right, coming up as we continue here on The Drive, Clint brought it up a little bit when we looked at the injury report. Do you believe the Houston Texans have some serious decisions to be made when it comes to their offensive line the rest of the way? Did Sunday's game change your thoughts that much?
Don't let the holidays derail your fitness. Stay on track with Hydro. 20 minutes rowing on a Hydro targets 86% of your muscles as Olympians guide you from incredible locations worldwide. Running can't compete. That's why 90% stick with Hydro a year later. GQ named the Hydro Arc the best rower of 2025. And every Hydro comes with free shipping, a 30-day trial, and warranty. Go to Hydro.com code FIT and save up to $600 on your next Hydro. Hydro.com code FIT.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus. From Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them. And you really have to know them to break them.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman, new season, streaming November 16th, only on Paramount Plus.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Deborah had to have surgery.
I had hip surgery in November of 2024.
Her UnitedHealthcare nurse, Crystal, checked on her.
We do a routine call after surgery, and I could tell that she was struggling.
Deborah needed help.
My infection markers were through the roof.
And Crystal knew what to do.
I called the hospital and said she's coming in.
And got Deborah the help she needed.
Crystal and UnitedHealthcare saved my life.
Hear more stories like Deborah's at UHC.com. Benefits, features, and or devices vary by plan area. Limitation and exclusions apply.
We'll discuss next.
Sports Radio 610 presents The Drive with Sterner and Hubley.
Hey, come on out with us tomorrow. The Drive will be live on the road. It is a thirsty Thursday, and right across the highway, Willowbrook Mall, that's where we will be, out there near Tomball. But if you aren't, go out to Willowbrook Mall, the other side of the highway, that Buffalo Wild Wings over there, 17195 Tomball Parkway. We are out there. We've been there many and many occasions. We always have a good time out at that location. And come on out and hang out with us. Buffalo Wild Wings Thirsty Thursday. Come do your thing, as we generally never come empty-handed. Shout out to Bud Light, Buffalo Wild Wings, who help hold us down there. It will be a good time to really get you ready for this game against the Titans. Thirsty Thursday tomorrow. Out in Tomball near Willowbrook Mall, that Buffalo Wild Wings. So come hang out with us as we... We'll definitely have a good time, as we always do. All right, Clint, we talked about it in the 5 o'clock fire when we looked at the injury report. Ned Ingram with that knee, great sign that he was back at practice today. A great sign that Titus Howard was back at practice today with that concussion. He was a full participant as well. And
the arrow's pointed up.
It is. Looks like you will get your two best offensive linemen back, to go along with guys who, it took them a minute to get there, but they eventually got to it, guys who perform pretty well. 713-572-4610, YouTube and Twitch. Jump in on this too as well. Do you honestly think the Texans have some real decisions to make when it comes to the offensive line? What would be your offensive line? If you're going to play Sunday, if you were the one making the decisions, not quite sure who actually is. I'm guessing D'Amico has the final call on that. But if you're the one making the decision, based off everything you've seen,
it's my decision.
Everything you've watched from last week, and then everything we saw from the full season from Ed Ingram, who was highly graded, Pro Football Focus, from Titus Howard, who has been your best offensive lineman, the whole crew. Do you think they're in serious need for serious discussion, and what would your line be? I know you believe this isn't just a, all right, everybody just go back to where you were. I think you think they are really thinking hard.
Well, look, this is for me what I've got to know, which it's information that I'm not privy to. Is the Trent Brown thing, watching, whether they watch him every day or maybe they just knew where he was at in his career and they've had conversations with him, and this has been a man, you're a reserve tackle when everybody's healthy, no matter what. You're going to come in here, and if you can give us 4 to 6 games in a reserve role, if you can be an emergency tackle, we're going to keep you around here. You can be a mentor to a lot of these young guys. Like, if he's that, then he goes back to that, and it's impossible. I'm not privy to that information. Based on what I saw this weekend, though, this Sunday, if that was real and he physically is prepared and they physically believe that he can play a 10 weeks straight, then I personally think the best offensive line for the Houston Texans is Trent Brown at right tackle, Ed Ingram at right guard, Jake Andrews at center, Titus Howard at left guard, and Ariante Ursary at left tackle.
Really? Mm. 713-572-4610. It was that good for Clint. He would move Titus Howard out of his best position to play at left guard and put Brown over there at right tackle. Because you were impressed by Patterson too. But obviously, as you said,
Patterson's more valuable to me in this position as a two-guard center backup, any middle interior offensive line backup. That's where I would go. Juice and Lakin would be down the depth chart, and it would be hard for them to get on the field. They're two injuries away from getting on the field if it's me. If we're being completely honest, based on what we've seen. That's what I would roll with, assuming that Trent Brown is up to the task of being a starting right tackle in this league, which may be crazy talk. I don't know. I don't know his history. I don't know enough about him and the conversations they've had. But yeah, Ron, I'm telling you, man, the ability to move folks, the ability to snatch guys up. And to your point, if Nick Benito's over there, then obviously Nick Cayley's about to give him some help if the speed rush is an issue. Yeah. But I'm just telling you, man, the ability to eliminate edge rushers from the game, the ability to displace defensive linemen, and I'm just talking about in general in the run game, not even talking about the goal line. That is something that I'll be honest with you, has Titus Howard done it a time or two in his career? Yeah, maybe. But does he have the ability to do that? No. I need to see more of that if it's me.
Yeah. Text line coming in. Major or YouTube and Twitch. Major Fowler. He agrees with you. Said, facts, Clint. Tell him again, Clint. Preach, Clint. They don't know football, man. Not crazy. You've seen him work. Yeah, I don't think it's crazy. But to me, Titus Howard is your best offensive lineman.
And he's statistically playing really good football right tackle right now.
He's your best offensive lineman, and he is not your best offensive lineman because of his versatility. Like, for me. Like, I'm not – yes, he is the most versatile one, but he is not your best offensive lineman just because, oh, man, he can play all these positions. No, he's played the best tackle position. He's been your best tackle. He's been your best – right tackle, left tackle, don't matter. He's been the best there. He's been able to play against the run and the pass, right? Like, he is your best there. And, yes, there were many moments, especially in the run game, for me, that Trent Brown was impressive. I go back to the play that he jumped on a false start that would have been a walk-in touchdown because he just caved in the entire right side of the defensive line. That they got called back because he jumped offside early. Yeah, that was impressive. And as I said, I can see him. I believe they could spend this week and teach him the Blake Fisher role, right? And the jumbo package for him to come in and him to be a weapon in the run game. But for me, for him to be the right tackle, I have not seen enough to upseat Titus Howard. And even with the play they've had, and like you said, Jarrett Patterson played pretty well. Like, they had to move Titus to that left guard spot last year because it was Kenyon Green and Kendrick Green and whatever they tried to put over there. It was an absolute mess. I don't feel like that left guard spot's been a mess this year. Not like that. Not to where it's like, all right, man, this is a last resort, man. We have got to yank our best tackle off to play him. I don't feel like it has been that. And again, I think Titus is your best offensive lineman, and I think you put him in his worst spot. In his worst spot. And as Titus would say, I know Jeffrey Simmons is questionable this week at this point, but damn, man, we're gonna run me out here.
You gonna do that?
You're gonna run me out here.
Not only ask me to move down there and play it, but it's when Jeffrey Simmons is over there.
Yeah.
Yeah, look, I think there's it's very easy, even for me as someone that would do it, it's very easy for me to talk myself out of it. I just don't. I mean, I know this is an organization that is looking for the best five, and if you view it that way, not best right tackle, best left guard, best this, best that, if you look at the best five, it would be very easy. I'll put it to you this way, Ron. An offensive staff in an organization that I'll be honest with you, the way they handle offensive line is disgusting to me. And it has been.
To the point of Guy Gene, it doesn't matter what the O-line I prefer. To be honest, the coaching staff has shown they will keep mixing and matching. Yeah. And no proof that they will stop at any time.
Well, look, I mean, in my opinion, what they've done with the offensive line on several fronts has been borderline criminal. If I were C.J. Stroud, I would have a real problem in the offseason with how these last 2 years have gone and what they've done and how they've protected me. I would personally have a major problem with it. I do not like the way they handle offensive line at all. I've never heard of anybody rotating left guards by series. I've never heard of anybody pulling somebody up off the P squad and benching two guards that you paid. One you moved up to draft, the other one you paid handsomely, and both of those guys you've been rotating for 8 games, telling us it's your best options. Like I don't like what they do at offensive line. Trent Brown starting and Titus Howard at left guard, I could understand the method to the madness. And even if it didn't work out, even if to your point, if Trent Brown was getting boat raced off the edge by a speed rusher that we didn't even know, I would go, okay, didn't work out. But I can understand, based off of the football that I watched, I can understand why a staff would go, I need to see more of that.
Couldn't understand 62.
No. Old City Sal, I couldn't get that one. P-Squad to the starting lineup. P-Squad to the starting lineup.
I just wish, Tyler.
Not because you had to.
Tyler, I wish you and the listeners were up there with us for that. It was about a 2-minute period in the press box when we're all looking at, ooh! Hey, Trent Brown is in the starting lineup. Oh, and Clint. Oh, Patterson, too. And then it was just several seconds. And Clint said, who's 62?
Hey.
I said, what are you talking about? He said, there's a 62 out there. And we said, hold on, what? And I was just staring down Patterson. Like, I didn't even look at the other side. We're grabbing papers. Everybody, they've got papers and rosters. Everybody's up there grabbing rosters and papers. Who is 62?
I looked up on that TV screen and I saw 62 while we were talking about it.
Yeah, because I hadn't seen the TV part.
I ain't seen that body out there. seen that one out there. I mean, Juice and Lakin are some wide loads now. I mean, Juice and Lakin, you can say jump off the field now.
You just heard a bunch of papers clatter. Just
had a big ass.
The hell is 62? T-Mills best bets coming up.
That's good stuff.
The curse. All of that.
Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. One, it's $15 a month. Two, seriously, it's $15 a month. Three, no big contract. Four, I use it. Five, my mom uses it. Are you playing me off? That's what's happening, right? Okay, give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader. Here's new car energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just for
Find
you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
Other sportsbooks just don't hit right. But FanCash makes switching to Fanatics easy. Only Fanatics gives you up to 10% FanCash back on all bets, win or lose, which you can use to unlock the world of Fanatics. From more bets and game tickets to signed memorabilia and one-of-a-kind experiences only Fanatics can offer. Switch to Fanatics Sportsbook and let the fan cash roll in. Winning hits different here. Must be 21 plus. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. MD, visit mdgamblinghelp.org. Offer not available in all states. Terms apply. See Fanatics Sportsbook app.
Coming up next.
You're gonna get hard.
Live from the Mokarem Injury Lawyers Studios, Sports Radio 610 presents The Drive with Sterner and Hughley.
All right, welcome back in. Again, guys, come on out. Hang out with us tomorrow as we continue. Thirsty Thursday will be at Buffalo Wild Wings Tomball. But the location near Willowbrook Mall. Willowbrook Mall is on one side of the highway. Buffalo Wild Wings is on the other side. Come hang out with us. We do not come empty-handed. Bud Light, the Bud Light ladies will be out there. And
ladies?
Should be fun.
How we doing, ladies?
I'm on land.
Hey, I'm going to be honest with you. Tyler was in my ear, so I did not hear how you
I'm
ended
land
that.
It. I looked at you, and I knew
exactly what you had just done, and I didn't even hear it.
Bud Light, I just let it linger. And the Bud Light girls will be there. But now, come on out and hang out with us tomorrow. Buffalo Wild Wings, Tomball near Willowbrook Mall. And coming up behind us, as always, you know, Nick Caserio. He is live. His famous breakdowns, as he'll go through and give you the scouting report. No GM does that. None. I'm going out on a limb and saying that. No GM goes out and gives a full scouting report on the air of both the offense and defense of the opponent the way they do. I heard Mark and John talking about that one night going home. Like, nobody does it. So many teams are impressed that the general manager comes on and gives such a detailed breakdown of each team's offense and defense. Well, you can hear that from Nick Caserio after done right here on Texans All Access. Mark Vandermeer, well, John Harris.
That's real because, I mean, my man Nick is in athletic gear on the field. So, I mean, he is from a general manager's perspective, I don't know how many of them are in athletic gear, issued team gear on the field taking notes. So whatever Nick is bringing to the airwaves, it's not bull jive. It's real.
He's,
so
yeah, he's bringing.
He's in the middle of it all.
He is. And then Area 45 after those guys get done, Sean Bajani, Patrick Creighton, and Colin in there again tonight. They're holding it down for you. They got it from 8 to midnight, the best damn late night sports show in all of Houston. So stay tuned for that coming up next. And we'll get to T Mills' best bets. By the way, Tyler, and guys, Tyler is there is nothing you can do. There is nothing that can be done. Tyler is going to go to this game. I saw somebody text in earlier, ridiculous. Hoping that the shutdown continues and that your flight gets canceled.
My goodness.
Which is, I mean, just out of control.
We do have, I think, two of the most affected, if you will, airports in the country in terms of that old shutdown. But the shutdown's over, I believe, isn't it?
They were voting on it today. Last I heard, it went through the Senate and was going to the House, but I don't know.
I'm pretty sure that thing's going to be open back up, so hopefully they'll get them airports back right.
Either way, I'm going.
Full high. Yeah, he's going. Even the McNairs, they've tried to bribe him into staying.
They have. I got more updates.
You there are more updates. They said, man, we'll pay you to stay back.
Like,
And personally, if they did that, I think that should be a violation to the Texas A&M football program because I think that would be the owner of the Houston Texans paying you to stay. I think that's a violation.
Tampering.
Well, I mean, Cal has chimed in.
Oh, I thought it was just Hannah.
No, Cal has chimed in.
Uh-oh. All right, I got a lot of respect for Cal. Cal wants to know if
the McNair family can get pay all the expenses for you to start going to the Indianapolis Colts games.
All right, I'd like to add. I don't mean to be your agent. I would like to add to that. What's that steakhouse?
You got to root for them. You got to be in an Indianapolis gear or jersey and root for them.
But what is that steakhouse in Indianapolis?
Outback.
That famous one.
I know what you're talking about, but I can't think of who it is.
What is it? It's that. Damn it! I don't have this internet. Somebody fix this damn internet. Every time I try to check something, it just goes out. Sorry. This is just real so frustrating. I'm ready to nail this right. What is it? Saint something? Saint Elmo's? Is that the name
that
of it?
That sounds right. That sounds good.
Is that it? St. Elmo's Steakhouse. Yeah, let's get in there. Hear about the shrimp cocktails is great, too. I think Wade Smith told me about that. I've heard from that. The steak, like that, that is the
you
spot.
You think about it. A shrimp cocktail to be great, I mean, that's got to be.
That's the mean, other.
That's got to be monster shrimp, right? They got to be huge. Is that right or no?
It's got to be.
A shrimp cocktail can't be like a, boy, that's super tasty. Like, that's got to be big shrimp. It's got to be the certain kind of shrimp, the sweeter ones, if that is what you like. I mean, there's you can't just.
They are fat there. Yeah.
Hanging over that side, ain't they?
Yeah. No, I would have to, Tyler, I'd have to work in full dinner for you, your wife and your dad at St. Elmo's. That would have to be worked in.
The best part of it is you
tickets to the Indianapolis 500.
You acting as Tyler's agent in this deal.
I'm just saying tickets to the Indianapolis 500. Listen, closed mouths don't get fed. The worst they could do is just come back and say no, and we then negotiate some more. I don't know. Maybe you want to go to the Pacers game. I'd rather go to the Pacers game. Ooh, I feel like something. I don't know. Maybe I'm in a bad. I feel like
everything you're doing sounds tremendous to me. You can represent me anytime.
I feel like that'd be a moment for your dad. Indianapolis 500, right there for you.
He is. He is a big NASCAR
maybe he's a,
guy.
Maybe he's a huge Rick Smits fan, and he'd like to go to the Pacers. I'm not sure.
Nah, Dad's not really an NBA guy.
I'm with you. I think check that. I think the Big Ten championship game generally happens in Indianapolis. Maybe you could go and watch Ohio State and Indiana in Indy. Like whatever. I mean, I'm just spitballing here. I think there's a lot of places we can go.
Cal, Hannah, I know you're listening out there. We can work something out here. We're on to something. We're at the beginning stages of finding a great deal for both sides. If you would just reach out to my representative, we're on the show.
Your agent.
Usually.
Yes, and yeah. Again, we Indianapolis, Nashville, we can go outside the box here. I don't know. In my mind, I'm thinking, can you get me in the Kentucky Derby? Is that like something then also me and my wife's outfit?
I would need a shopping spree with Cal's credit card for my Kentucky Derby outfit.
We don't get aggressive. I just think the worst they could do is say no, and they bring other things to the table. Someone checked in. The shrimp cocktail at St. Elmo's is amazing, but it's also about the sauce.
I'll take two.
It's a cocktail sauce drenched with horseradish sauce. It's super hot and spicy.
In Indiana?
I mean, that's St. Elmo's. Everybody talks about it. They really do. Just saying here, man. Just keep that in mind. Got a couple of days. Figure this out, Tyler. All right. T-Mill's best bets had a nice night last night. Only lost one bet. And Joel Embiid did not play on him. So that was no loss there. But won three out of the four bets that he had there running. So he is in the red right now, folks. 5-8 this week. He is going to try to capitalize on that. Some big NBA games tonight. In again, as we do every night, if you aren't able to catch this or you need to go back for a point of reference, go to @TMillRealDeal on Twitter and you'll be able to find his picks. But what are your best bets, Tyler?
One minor correction. I'm going to act like Stat Boy on PTI right here. Not in the red, sir. After last night, we are in the green for the week.
Did I say red?
You did. Sorry, I figured it was a slip.
I meant to say, I said 5-8. I meant to say green.
Yeah.
In the green, sorry.
All good. Want to stay in the green. Five more NBA bets tonight before we get to Thursday Night Football tomorrow. Spurs, San Antonio -3.5 tonight. They are hosting the Warriors.
Well, that's interesting. Mm. Draymond came out and said he doesn't know if they're serious about winning championships.
I saw that. Okay. What a turn. The Lakers.
Here we go, Dre.
Lakers +7.5. They're going to be in Oklahoma City taking on the Thunder. The Bucks -5. I haven't seen any new news, but I know Giannis was kind of up in the air if he was going to play. I would still take the bet at -2 if Giannis does not play. I believe that's where the line would go.
Yeah, the Hornets are.
And then an under and an over here to round things out. Mm. An under between the Cavs and the Heat under 238.5. And that one tonight, and then the Memphis Grizzlies in Boston taking on the Celtics over 228 in that basketball game this evening. Those are your five best bets, boys.
Yeah, I like that Lakers. The Lakers Thunder one. Both teams, I believe, are still missing their second best player in LeBron and Williams. So that should be a little bit of an evenly matched game. The Thunder been rolling to start, but so have the Lakers. That Cavs Heat one, the under. I don't love that one, man.
Damn.
I'm sorry. Like, the Heat, they've changed their offense. I don't mean to go deep. They've changed their offense to a much more up-tempo game, and all of their games are high-scoring. And the Cavs love to get up and down, too.
Well, son of a bitch.
I don't love that one.
Are you good about that, too?
I'm sure that I'll be wrong. Right.
Fade that one, people. Fade that one.
All right, Clint, great job. Tyler, great job. Shout-out to Brandon Scott for joining us. And to you, Nick Kaylee, for kind of being on the show today. Again, we're out tomorrow at Buffalo Wild Wings, and you can come on out and hang with us as well. We're in Tomball, the Wild Wings near Willowbrook Mall. Come hang out with us tomorrow and have a good time. I am Ron, the show, and as always, Houston, we love you, baby. Tyler Road curse.
Well, they've.
I don't believe in curses. My hands are tied.
The McNairs have spoken, Tyler. They're willing to buy you out of your plane and your game tickets, so you don't go.
They're gonna put me on the PJ?
No.
Get some sideline.
I'm not
gonna.
No.
They're not gonna get you closer to the action.
They heard the way Ron laid it out. You think all of a sudden they were gonna want you on a coin toss or something at midfield?
What? Let's get a more fit form.
I'm no work on a counter for you.
Hey, Tyler. T-Mill. That's the NFL for you.
Does this count as us being on your show?
The Toyota Tundra and Tacoma are designed to outlast and outlive, backed by Toyota's legendary reputation for reliability. So get in a Tundra with the available iForce Max hybrid engine, delivering exceptional torque and towing capacity. Or check out a Tacoma. With available off-road features like crawl control, it can take you beyond the trails. Toyota trucks are built to last, so don't wait. Get yours today. Visit buyatoyota.com for deals and more. Toyota, let's go places.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcasts.